Tuesdays with Tim, our good friend Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. How you doing, my friend?
Good, John. You sound like you're actually getting sleep at home, so I'm happy for you.
I am. Knock on wood. Little guy is doing like 4 or 5 hour runs at night, which I'll take for a 4 week old.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, thank you very much. Now that I've said it and have no wood to knock on, I'm a little bit scared.
Sir.
But the markets, you know, have kind of continued their up in a day. People feel good, down overall, and people feel bad. And I imagine you're getting calls from people just kind of curious what they should be doing. And what do you tell them?
Well, we're getting a lot of people who are coming back to the table that have met with us prior to this, and I had told them that, you know, the risk was in their portfolio and that type of thing. And they're really scared now because they realize that they had too much in stocks. They didn't really have a plan. And so, you know, some of the things that we're talking to them about again is, you know, how we're going to hedge some of that risk, that they need to be diversified, you know, hold uncorrelated assets, that type of thing.
What does uncorrelated asset mean? You mean like not all the same things?
Well, I'm talking about things that are not affected adversely from the markets. You know, when I first got in the industry in 1994, you know, stocks went up, bonds went down. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, what we're seeing now is, you know, stocks and bonds are working and correlating with each other, as are things like Bitcoin. So we need to hold things that are, you know, like cash, annuities, cash value life insurance with long-term care components. You know, and things like that that are, you know, CDs even, that do not, you know, react to the markets.
It's interesting you say that because it used to be like 60-40 or there was some magic mm-hmm. number of stocks to bonds. The theory, yep. as you said, bonds go up. 2022 threw a huge wrench in that with stock yep. and bonds going down. That's what we're seeing again in this year's correction or dip.
Yeah, basically, we're seeing that, you know, and there's a flight to safety in bonds. So you lose a little bit less, but they're still down. And, you know, there's just got to be some rebalancing being done. And, you know, avoiding over-concentration in volatile stocks is absolutely huge. You know, I always say to people, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
I always say to people, you know, don't invest like you're 35 anymore. You're not. You know, I'm not. You're not. We need to be adults about this and not play the hot stock of the minute, you know, and get hurt by it.
You mentioned cash. Some people with annuities are so either, oh, they're great, or, oh, they're not so good.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about just generally at least exploring some of the annuities as an option for maybe some of your clients and people you work with?
Well, I had two of your listeners on a Zoom yesterday, and I was explaining to him the values of that because, you know, we all there are people who poo-poo annuities, but, you know, Social Security is an annuity, you know, and pensions are that. So I like guaranteed income, and I think annuities are the best interest rates I have seen in my 31 years in the industry. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm part and parcel of that. I practice what I preach, and I was showing the two of them yesterday that this is a good thing to have, guaranteed income, so that when the market is doing its gyrations, I'm not worried about it. I'm going to be able to pay my bills because I have a protect and grow blueprint in place.
Yeah, and it's not like you have to move everything into annuities. There's ways
my
to
gosh,
do things.
No.
Yeah, okay. And I think that that's where people feel like they're going to be sold some giant package and lose all
yeah.
of their potential gains in markets.
Yep.
No, you. I imagine you talk with people and see what their comfort is.
Right. Well, when we're building the plan, we're going to see what they need to get. And it's literally an algebra problem. You know, you back it into what they need to get for guaranteed income. And then we can grow, you know, the other money, if you want to take a little more risk with, that is okay. Because
yeah.
you know your bills are being paid.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we got to take a break for traffic and weather.
Sure.
We're not done with our Tuesdays at 10, but the number to reach you, 800-640-2256, 800-640-2256. And as you always say, just be a nice person. You don't care what their big balance is in their retirement account. There's no minimums. Be a nice person. Give Tim a call. He's a nice guy, too, and you'll kind of chat through things. 800-640-2256. I got that number right, Tim, right?
Yes, sir.
Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. Talking about the markets. Hey, Tim, you mind if I share one more funny April Fool's joke gone wrong for a company?
I'd love to hear it. You can do dad jokes now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You probably remember this one. I do, or at least it rings a bell, no pun intended. But Taco Bell in 1996 actually advertised in a few major newspapers across the country that they had bought the Liberty Bell as an effort to help reduce the national debt. And they said it would be renamed the Taco Liberty Bell and it would be displayed at the Taco Bell headquarters. And of course, it was meant to be a joke. But the National Park Service, as you can imagine, Tim, people are very sensitive, was flooded with calls from concerned citizens, forcing the government actually had to issue an official statement, the Clinton administration, reassuring people that the Liberty Bell was not for sale. Although I'm like, how much would they offer? Because we got a, what, $36 trillion debt? Maybe a couple billion, shave off that, and let's just rename the thing. No comment?
Well, yeah, no comment.
Yeah, very good. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the market stuff you wanted to mention. I know that, you know, you talk about having some stuff, maybe that's cash or annuities. Mm-hmm. We talked about some guaranteed income. But as I said, people still want to earn. I mean, retirements are a long time, and there's going to be corrections and bear markets in a long retirement that your account is going to go perhaps down during. So is it a matter of just kind of like bridging the gap during the downturn? Just are there ways to make sure that you can outlast the down markets so that you can reap the benefits still on the other end?
I mean, when you're building a plan for someone, it depends on what their goals are. But what we try to do is, you know, we have stop losses, covered calls, you know, hedging basically.
And being explain active. What a stop loss is exactly again.
No problem. So if I buy something for someone, you know, and I feel like, you know, let's say I buy it for $100 and I put a stop loss in at $85. If it drops to $85, it's going to go to cash. Mm. So that is my stop losing or stop loss. So that is something that we do with one of our portfolios. But basically, you're looking for hedges and that type of thing, especially, you know, the baby boomers out there that are trying to get through retirement. And that's why we make sure that they have guaranteed income to wait out times like this when the market is, you know, you don't know which way is up. And the other thing we're seeing a lot of people are coming to talk to us because they're sick of hearing from their, you know, quote unquote advisor, who really is just a glorified money manager, that, you know, markets go up and go down. You just need to wait it out. You know, that doesn't work when you're retired. You know, many investors are pushing the panic button, you know, and if you have a plan, you know, you can avoid losses and sleep better at night.
Yeah, it's probably tailored to each individual person, mm-hmm. too, right? Like, maybe there are some people that are like, I'm fine. Like, we're set. We're going to be okay for 5 years. I could wait 10 years for this market to recover. And I'm sure you develop and work on a plan with those folks. But that stop loss thing is interesting because, yeah, at that point, you're kind of throwing in the towel on that particular investment, mm-hmm. but you are probably managing what someone's tolerance is to not lose sleep, right? Like, I mean, that's a fine line. When you're retired, you want to be able to sleep and do what you had planned on doing, even if that does mean maybe you did throw in the towel earlier, but maybe you prevented tripling that loss at that time.
Right. At this point in most of your listeners' careers, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. So, I mean, you know, I'm a big believer in the tortoise, you know, that analogy where the, you know, the hare kind of flamed out, you know, the tortoise slow and steady wins the race. I'm a big believer in that. My dad always said, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
I like that. And I don't want to peg you then as being more conservative with people's mm-hmm. money, because people still are able to earn in the plans mm-hmm. that you put forward. But I guess maybe it's more of a Midwest approach. I don't know how else to say this, Tim. Like, you level with people, you talk through what does your retirement really want to be. Are you trying to beat everyone? Are you trying to beat the S&P 500? What does that really do for you when you're 90 and you're passing on? You're trying to get people to the finish line in a way that makes them feel comfortable with where their money's at.
Right. And I mean, people, you know, I think, you know, they need a coach right now that will tell them not to be emotional about what's going on, you know, and make sure that they understand that, you know, the market will do its gyrations. But if we have guaranteed income, you know, the bills are going to be paid. And that's the most important thing. Everyone always asks me, oh, do I have enough if I have this amount for retirement? And that quick answer is, I don't know. Because if you don't have a plan, how do you know that number? And it's really all about being able to pay your bills in retirement, right? Whether I have a $1 billion or $1 million, it's all about being able to pay those bills.
If someone gives you a call at 800-640-2256, what's that conversation like? Like, are you saying, hey, great to meet you, let's meet in person? Can you talk through some things on the phone just to get a general idea? Like, what should people expect when they call that number?
Well, they're not going to get a hard sell or anything like that. And what we're going to do is just kind of take them through the paces and see what's going on and if we can help them. You know, we don't charge for our time as far as the, you know, discussion. And then the bottom line is we can do a Zoom, we can do a phone call, or we can meet in person.
If someone is talking to their money manager or someone they've worked with, and they are saying that, like, ah, just hold on, it'll all work out, and giving no depth to that conversation, is that someone that can call you and say, hey, look, I've got someone, I need a second opinion, like going to the doctor for a diagnosis. A second opinion never hurts. Do you feel that way?
I do. Another set of eyes always works. And, you know, the buzzword nowadays is, oh, I'm a fiduciary. Well, you know, I've been a fiduciary since 1994. And at the end of the day, being a certified financial planner, you know, I see the full landscape. A lot of these guys are just money managers, and you need a lot more than that.
What do you mean? You've said that a couple of times. What do you mean by they're just a money manager? What's just a money manager?
The way we get a lot of clients is they come in because they couldn't have Medicare questions answered, Social Security, tax questions, long-term care, even as silly as health insurance. You know, we're certified to do basically anything a client would need to do throughout their life or retirement. And, you know, I pride ourselves on being able to do that. We have a CPA, we have an estate attorney, and all those things are kind of make it easy for people to get it accomplished, and that's the plan.
That's huge, because I think you're right. I think what you, like a money manager, yeah, okay, someone can type some numbers into the screen and move your money from here to there. But then when you say, how do you maximize my tax bill so I don't pay as much? And by the way, are my kids going to get what I think I want them to get? You do that all under one roof.
That is correct. People love that, you know, the ease of being able to see the full landscape and having a plan. And, you know, we show them our roadmap, and they love that.
That's great. All right, Tim, we've did another Tuesdays with Tim. We'll do it again soon in a couple weeks. Give the number a couple times now. I got to read the commercial break afterwards, too, 800-640-2256. And we'll talk again soon, Tim, all right?
All right, John. Thanks for your time.